Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I am so excited about this story, man. I just love, don't you just love the businessman, the businesswoman,
yes,
and the young folks to get out there and begin their destiny by, you know, God says He blesses the work of your hands.
That's right.
Kind of a new concept, I think, for a lot of this generation.
Backbone of America.
Yeah.
They say the highest percentage of companies that are hiring and really putting America to work, it's not these mega companies, it's
right,
a small businessman, small businesswoman.
Well, I just heard a report just this week that that unemployment has dropped so low that now they have six, like one particular county in Florida, I believe it's Santa Rosa or Okaloosa County, which is close to Pensacola, Florida, is down to like 4% unemployment. And now
that's
the employers are having to raise the to be able to get an employee, you got to pay them more.
Wow, that's
fantastic. They have 600 open job positions there they can't fill.
What a blessing.
By the way, if you want to come to Florida, you can work down.
Yeah, you can come to work.
But understand, that's just exciting. And this young man, he's 10 years old, John. His name is Frank. He goes by Frank FX. FX is a name his parents gave him. He writes the president because he's seeing the lawn taking, he's got his own lawn business, you know, cutting grass.
So young entrepreneur.
10 years old.
All right.
And he writes the president a letter saying, you know, can I cut your grass? And it's so,
So he didn't ask if he can come play video games or so. He said, I'm in business.
He said he would even charge his own weed whacker. Here is Sarah Huckabee in a press conference reading this young man's letter, pointing him out. It's pretty powerful. Take a look.
As I mentioned last week, I want to take time to recognize people from around the country that write in and ask the president questions. And today I wanted to read you a special letter to the president from someone who embodies the enterprising and ambitious spirit of America. Frank from Falls Church, Virginia wrote, "Dear Mr. President, it would be my honor to mow the White House lawn for some weekend for you. Even though I'm only 10, I'd like to show the nation what young people like me are ready for. I admire your business background and have started my own business. I've been mowing my neighbor's lawns for some time. Please see the attached flyer. Here's a list of what I have, and you're free to pick whatever you want, power mower, push mower, and weed whacker. I can bring extra fuel for the power mower and charged batteries for the weed whacker, and he'll do that with no charge. Sincerely, Frank." Frank, I'm happy to report back to you that I just spoke with the president. He wanted me to be sure and tell you that you're doing a great job and keep working hard. He also asked me, we found out when we called, to let you know that we would be reading this letter, to wish you a happy birthday. I think Frank went from 10 to 11 in the time that we received and were able to respond to this letter. And he also wanted me to invite you to spend a morning here at the White House with the groundskeeper. The groundskeeper, we've talked to them, and they'd love to show you how the U.S. Park Service maintains the 18 acres of the White House complex, and he'd love to give you the opportunity to cut the grass in the Rose Garden. It's our responsibility to keep the American dream alive for kids like Frank, immigrants who are already here, and those who dream of immigrating here in the future.
That's so powerful. I couldn't help
but
notice, John, the Dow Jones went up to 22,000. A lot of people understand when that thing goes up by points, you're talking trillions of dollars of value.
Yeah.
You're talking 401k, your retirement goes up
in value.
And all those things. And so that's exciting. And so he even made it, Frank, he actually got an interview on Fox News. Here he is writing this one letter.
So he goes out and cuts the grass.
I didn't get to that yet. They actually talked to him about that. Yeah, because we're going to actually join him in a little bit on the White House lawn. But this is Frank on Fox News. It's so cool. Take a look.
It was an 11-year-old's dream come true when he got to cut the grass on the White House lawn.
This is Frank. He's going to be very famous. Going to be a Navy SEAL someday. Going to do great things for our country. Thank you, man. You take care of yourself, okay?
So adorable. Joining us now is Frank Giaccio. Frank, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Morning, buddy.
Hey.
How exciting was that? We said it's a dream come true. Was it for you? Was it a dream come true to mow the lawn?
Yeah, it really was, especially when the president came over.
Yeah, what were you? So we all saw the video. You're cutting that straight line down the lawn, and then off to your side, up comes, you know, just the president of the United States. But, you know, Frank, you just kept mowing, you know? I mean, were you that focused on your mission?
Well, I knew that he was, like, so let me put it this way. I knew that he was very impressed And I thought he wanted to be going with me, so I kept mowing, but he gave me a couple comments. So it was actually pretty cool when he came up.
What did he say? Awesome. What did he say to you when he came up to you?
He said, great job, keep going. Yeah. So
wow, that's pretty
cool.
Special. I mean, what does that mean to you? I mean, are you someone that has followed President Trump and his campaign? I mean, how special was it for you to be there and for him to come talk to you?
It was really, really, really cool.
Cool. I can imagine. Frank the Tank, I'm going to call you. Let's talk about your business. You're a businessman. That's why you identify with President Trump, and you got a pretty good thing going there.
That's so powerful. He started on his, the yard for $8. I think
overcharged. Wait a minute. You need to talk to your lawn guy.
He says he does his 2.5 yards. 2.5 yards. So the half is for people who sometime call.
Yeah. You know, this is so amazing on so many levels. Mm-hmm. One, I love to see the White House being restored back to the people's house, because this is what's supposed to be, you know?
Yeah.
And people giving back, and this is young boys, you know, doing the example.
Yeah.
But I love about the opportunity, again, that the president is underscoring about Americans having the chance to launch out with that entrepreneurial spirit and get in business.
This president has brought in the lowest unemployment like in 17 years.
Yeah.
This many people's getting jobs. And he says in his letter, I believe it was, I want to show people, the young people, that you can work and start your own business. As a matter of fact, we're going to get to go join him now as he's at the White House. He got a chance to get behind the press podium, the same place that Sarah Huckabee was at. As a matter of fact, let's go there now.
Hello, my name is FX, and I just moved the Rose Garden.
Now he's 11 years old.
Old.
He got to stand behind the same press podium that Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee got to mention his letter. And then he got to go stand by the press. I mean, it's amazing.
What has Frank started? Can you imagine all 11-year-olds writing letters now?
I mean, right. Yes, write the president.
Right? He wants to hear.
I mean, he is for, you know, you succeeding. That's what he's for, our country succeeding.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.